And we're back. Good morning and welcome back to Coffee Morning Laughter podcast. Oh my God, my voice.
I know. Your rest, has it?
My voice rest. We're back this week and just like Mariah, I was meant to be on voice rest. However.
I was thinking, where is this going?
Yeah. However, yeah, my hot foot won't let me rest.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But we're back. It's your girl, Shields, and...
And Michelle, hey.
Hey, guys. Welcome... Hey, guys. Sound like Michelle now. So, welcome back to Coffee Morning Laughter. I'm going to try and make it through this pod without losing my voice.
I know.
So, you're going to hear me... Some people might actually like my voice like this. I've been told they like it like this.
Okay.
Come on.
This is a PC... PG podcast, Chills.
PC, you know. Police constable. You know when you're Nigerian, you think about the police all the time.
I'm here.
Shell, bring us in. Bring us in.
Right. So today we will be discussing signs of emotional maturity or immaturity.
Both, I think.
Maturity, yeah, and immaturity.
Yeah. Because it's like you go through it. Mm. I don't know. Would you consider yourself to be emotionally mature?
Let me not lie. Yeah. I'll say at times. Yeah. At times. Because it's funny, when we talked about like this just before, one thing you highlighted was there's a difference between maturity in age and emotional maturity.
Honestly. Because I think, and it's not even just in like relationships, as in like erotic relationships or like man and woman, marriage, whatever. Yeah, I think it's platonic, overall, yeah. Even like with family issues, how you resolve those things, how you approach certain things, work issues. Some people are really becoming home, yeah, really worried about what work said.
What do you mean?
If it didn't fire you, it's not that deep.
Ah, sure.
Oh.
Shills don't care about her work. I care about my work.
No,
yeah?
I care about my work.
I care about my work. What do you mean?
What I mean is, yeah, like, you know, like some people have like beef with people at work.
Okay.
And in my head, I'm like, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It's 9 to 5.
Have you ever had beef with someone at work? You said one auntie was...
Yeah, one auntie was moving funny, yeah. And I told you what I did. I just blocked her, yeah.
Block her.
I just thought, listen, we're not here to do this, yeah. I'm passing through the corridor. You want to turn the other door? Turn the other door, yeah. Like, listen, I'm not interested. I know I'm mad about certain things, yeah. With work, yeah, I don't think you should have a beef with anybody at work. Yeah. Reason why I say this, yeah, if you're there to get paid.
Yeah.
First of all, yeah. I know somebody's gonna come and say to me, you spend most of your life at work, 7 to 9 to 5,
yeah,
blah blah blah.
That's
hours,
true.
Yeah.
You spend more time at work you do with them.
Work
your
for yourself.
Ones.
And
okay.
Then yeah. Yeah. And then you need to be able to get on with these people, yeah. But when it all comes down to it, all you need to be doing is your work.
Shills.
All you need to be doing is your job. When it comes down to it, Michelle, yeah, you're telling me you can't go into work, yeah, and see Suzanne, who don't like you.
Shills, yeah,
yeah. But you like.
Let me tell you something, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was a manager, yeah?
Yeah.
And when I managed a team, this worker, oh man.
Just fire her.
I couldn't fire her because there's HR processes. But if I could have, I would have.
I've got a question. Was she F?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, okay, all right.
She was Eastern European.
Oh, all right.
But, yeah. Like I said, I think it's easier said than done. Like, I get that. I hate the fact that she made me feel a type of way.
So you're not mature?
No. So what I was going to say is, no, emotionally mature. No, I think the difference is, no. And I think, because one thing that comes to mind.
You're not mature in work.
No. One thing that comes to mind when I think of emotional maturity is pettiness. And Sheila, like, don't tell me you can't be petty. Thank you.
I can't be petty. The thing is, yeah, what do you define as, because me, my being petty, yeah, is smart moves.
No, it's the same thing. You just named it differently.
You call it a smartphone. I call it a smart move.
No,
yeah.
No. You're petty. You're court of life. Someone class is petty.
Come on, yeah. But it's all well thought through. Yeah,
it's the same thing.
And it's not me being mature. I mean, it's not me being immature. I'm being mature about the process. Yeah. So if you peed me off, like, oh, sorry, Jane, can we have a word? Yeah. I don't like the way you spoke to me. And quite offended by it. And then you, Jane, you want to have an attitude? All right, Jane, I've told you how I feel.
And that's
The rest is up to you now.
And that's fine. That's mature.
Yeah.
But
and then now, I take back control. So when I see that Jade in the lift, listen, I didn't see you.
What?
Press close.
Shut the door, yeah. shut the door.
Yeah. And if it's a coffee buying place, I don't have that time. Yeah. If I'm going to the shop and buying teas or coffees for people.
Not for Jade.
I'll be like, Steve, Edgar, Ruby.
But not you,
yeah.
Jane.
Chenna called ya. Yeah. To Soli. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you want it? All right, I'll get it for you. Yeah. How about who?
No, Jane.
Jane, who? Sorry, Jane. Yeah. Blame yourself.
So is that emotional maturity?
That's emotional maturity. Yeah.
For me, guys, that is Schiller's. Schiller's just put a fancy word on petty. That's all it is. It's the same thing.
Smart. I've approached you.
It's but petty.
I've approached you. I've spoken to you.
Yeah.
I've told you my problem. I told you what my offence was, why I was offended by you.
Yeah.
You've chosen to give me an attitude. Yeah. But you need to understand we're not the same.
I think, no. I think there's emotional maturity is... Is it how you respond? No, I think it's how you respond to things. Because I'm not going to lie. As we're saying this now, Dan upset me the other night.
Yeah, what did you do?
No, I didn't even do anything.
She didn't give it out.
Oh, shut up. You're an idiot.
She's not mature.
Nah, Dan said something. He said, and he might be upset about this, but he said I was being argumentative, that I was looking for an argument. And I don't even honestly think I was.
I think he was.
But I think... I wasn't there, but I think he was. In my head, yeah. The biggest
You've
way...
You've seen the shut up. You listen, have seen the shut up.
This is something for the listeners. Some 101 life coaching tips here. The biggest way to cause an argument
is to say to somebody that you're looking for an argument.
I'm telling you. Because in my head, I'm thinking, how do I respond without not looking for an argument? So in my head, do you know what I did?
I feel sorry for you.
I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night.
I feel sorry for you.
Why?
Angry black woman in the home.
Oh, shut up. I'm not going to lie. I felt so, I'm going to hit Schiller. Let me not look this wig out. Oh, Schiller.
So, you know, how does it feel like being tired of an angry black woman at home?
I'm telling you, yeah.
You're fighting it in a workplace. You're fighting it on Twitter.
I'm telling you.
And now in your own house.
I was so annoyed, I almost felt triggered.
What?
Because, number one, I honestly didn't feel that I was being... He said...
Were you going on about something?
I can't even... The funny thing is, I can't even remember. But in my head, the first thing I thought of is... If I even say, how am I being argumentative? That's being argumentative. So do you know what I did was... I didn't talk to him for the rest of the night. In my head, is that emotionally mature?
What time did the night start?
This happened... maybe about 7 o'clock in the evening.
Did you offer him dinner?
We were out for dinner at the time. We were actually out for dinner.
Oh, how did... As long as I paid the bill.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine then. That's fine.
But I didn't let him use my blue light card discount. I didn't give him my discount code. No. Pay full price. I don't care.
So you guys were out for a romantic meal?
No, well, with the kids. With all three kids.
That's your romantic meal.
That is
your romantic meal, babes. You know?
And then I said something. They said, you're being very argumentative. And I just thought...
Sometimes you can be, though.
Shut up. Yeah.
Exhibit 4.
I know, Dad said I've got to stop telling people to say
Exhibit 4. Look at me being mature about the situation we're discussing. Yeah?
Again, and she's abusing me. How do I answer that? Okay, Sheila, you're right. How do I answer that without them being argumentative?
Yeah, so how would you answer it? Yeah, I think...
If someone says you're being argumentative, you're being very argumentative today, Sheila.
Yeah. I'll just say, okay, tell me how am I being argumentative. Let us go to the court of life.
Oh! Argumentative.
I'll be like, no, state your case. We're all here to talk. We're mature adults.
Argumentative. You're being very passive aggressive. I can see the anger in your hands.
In my hands, yeah. I said, sorry, you didn't pay for these hands.
You see them?
Yeah. So I will just be saying to you, you tell me how.
You tell me.
You know what I'll do, yeah? Hey. I'll be honest with you, yeah? Because sometimes people say things to you that don't even make sense to their heads.
I agree. Yeah.
So you've got to now bring them back to common sense.
But how? But isn't that with this whole thing of being argumentative?
Yeah.
That's you then arguing.
You're not arguing, yeah. I'm saying to you, maybe I would say to the person, Dan, I'm really sorry, I'm your friend. I would say to you, maybe you need to expand your
vocabulary. Excuse me, you're my friend.
Listen, that's the man that gave you the kids. Yeah, so listen, yeah. I'll say to him, you need to expand your vocabulary because I think you're stuck on one word. Can you explain to me
how
being aggressive?
He did say aggressive. Don't put words in his mouth.
Argumentative, yeah? Because I'm telling you my views.
Okay.
I'm explaining to you how I feel. So in what world does that make me argumentative? Maybe you used the wrong words.
Well, that's the word he used. But do you think it was petty for me then to not speak to him for the rest of the night?
Really?
Or this morning? I said goodbye when I left.
Hey, goodbye.
Exactly.
you see now, that is petty.
Is that petty?
You're immature.
Why? I should have just said, okay, let's go up.
You should have explored.
No, this was at the dinner table with the kids.
When you got home in the night.
Nah, I was too pissed off, man.
Exactly, because you don't have control.
I was annoyed.
You lack self-control to...
Can you see my eyes, everybody?
Yeah, you lack self-control to go into yourself and really look at yourself and say, you know what? I didn't need to react like that.
React like what? I didn't react anyway.
You just ended up not talking to the guy the whole day.
Yeah.
I'm sure your kids could sense the atmosphere.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
You know they could. You're a bad social worker.
Maybe not. Listen, maybe not.
I know for a fact, yeah. Sure.
The bigger one probably would have. Liv probably would have.
Yeah, you could have got home and you could have just been like, I didn't really like that tone that you used at dinner.
I was annoyed.
And then da-da-da-da-da. It happened at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
What time did you sleep?
I went to bed at 10:30 on the dot. 10:29.
Wait, you could have just said like, I just didn't like that, and that was it.
Yeah, I could have, but I chose not to.
You chose not to,
and that's what I said. And sometimes I admit that I can be emotionally immature.
Yeah.
At times, but at times it's not everyday control. Shilla, please.
Do you know what? Yeah, having control will get you far in life.
Oh.
We all know somebody who lacks control. Yeah.
As soon as you said it.
we knew, but and then we all know that a day later they regret it.
Oh yeah,
big
time.
Do you know what I mean? Within 24 hours, they want to be your best mate again.
No, and I think no. I'm definitely don't compare me to that person.
No, but what I'm saying is,
if you don't have control, you can miss out in a load of things in your life. Yeah.
And I think that that comes with maturity. And as you keep growing and you think to yourself, okay, how should I respond to this?
Yeah.
Because like, I'll give an example of work because I think that's one of the places where we exercise maturity a lot.
And control.
Because like, I could be in a position where I don't agree with my manager. Yeah. And I don't agree with my manager all the time, Sometimes I just think, even when we're sitting in strat meetings, I just think to myself, okay.
That's how you want to do the
things. Go ahead and do it, but there were things that my manager would ask me to do, and in my head I'm like, I don't want to do that, or I'll be like, I could outshine you if I wanted to, but and then I'll just be like, you know what, let me just keep my mouth quiet, do what I need to do, and even go beyond, because then when something happens,
you can say, well,
I can say, well, I did what you asked me to do, but this was what my outcome was, etc, etc. But if I argue it and then keep on bashing with my manager or clashing with my manager, I'm gonna look like I'm argumentative.
Yeah.
I don't follow instructions. I'm not easy to work with. But in a sense of when it comes down to a decision being made and then an outcome happens and you was right in the beginning but you didn't shout about it or your attitude wasn't or you wasn't just off.
It can
work in your favor. But in relationships, I guess it's different because in relationships, like at home or with somebody that you're with, it's like, listen, I'm also in this house. You're not paying me the salary at the end of the week. Because obviously, when it's at work, I'm going to be like, look, listen, you're paying
5 o'clock, man.
5 o'clock, you're paying me. So let me just be a little bit nice here. Because I need to get that money here. But even though I need to get that money, I don't take people being rude to me. I'm just like, listen, you can't talk to me like that. I had an email war with one of my managers recently. And if I ever showed up, Fred, let them know I know English.
I've taught you well.
Let them know, I know English, Especially, I don't want to say. But no, but I had to be really mature with that, Because I knew.
In work.
But with relationships, it's a real practice in relationships. I was talking to my mum the other week, And I said to mum, I think I've grown. And you said this to me as well, And I think I've grown in the way I'd respond to things. Because it's just like, something's happened and I'm like, you know I could always go left.
And very quickly.
Real quick,
Real quick, too
like,
quick.
I'm like, listen, let me tell you what we're not finna do here, But I've just learned to just be like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Because every time I've done that show, how many times have them people turned around and try to come back.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I didn't do nothing to you.
Yeah,
you chose
it. It was in your court.
It was all in your court. You said what you said. You did what you did. Mm. It wasn't me.
I think there's something about, as I think both of us, as we've gotten older, that we've realised actually sometimes silence is actually okay.
It's okay.
Silence is not everybody needs a reaction.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you allow people to give a reaction,
yeah.
it's like you're giving them control.
Power.
And actually, I'm not going to give you, and that's a bit like what I did last night.
Yeah.
I can't argue. It's not every day I argue with Dan.
Yeah.
It's not every day.
So sometimes, you silenced it.
I promise you, silence sometimes. I now need to go back today and be happy and not let it drag on.
Thank God you came to Coffee Morning
Thank
Laughter.
Thank God, Coffee Morning Laughter, saving relationships. Hey, it's 2020.
Facts, yeah. But do you see the difference in that, yeah? Because you're now looking at yourself thinking, why was I even angry last night? Or
I know why I was angry, bro.
Maybe, yeah. It just doesn't make sense. You could have gone home. You could have hung out with the kids and really played and really been a family.
I did play with the kids and but, I didn't talk to him.
You're just like a hoarder.
Oh, Sheila.
Pastor, please tune in. Yeah. You need to go to that marriage thing that we're doing on Valentine's week.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I've heard about that.
But it is one of those things, but I think some people are just not mature. Mm-hmm. Even in friendships, yeah? You can't be this person's friend because I'm not this person's friend. Oh, come on. At this age.
We're grown now.
If people are still doing this at this age, yeah? You know what? That you don't need that. You need peace.
Mm.
You need peace, yeah? And I think when you become emotionally mature, yeah, you're choosing peace constantly.
Mm.
Because a lot of things take away your peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or can take away your peace, yeah? If you choose to react to those things. But I feel like the more I've become, the more I've looked at myself emotionally and thought, okay, what does this mean?
Mm.
And it's making sacrifices as well. I feel like maturity is making sacrifices, especially in relationships, you want to work.
Mm-hmm.
When I care about you,
It's easy
for me to just be like, deuces, yeah?
Yeah.
But if I know I want this relationship to work or I value this relationship,
yeah.
I'm going to make things better in whatever I can do. You know, one thing I get pulled up over my friends is always like, you're always out. You're always here, there and everywhere. Your time
the
is...
truth, yeah.
Yeah. Your time is not great. I could sit here and argue it all day long, but the truth of the matter is, it's true.
I was gonna say, what's there to argue? I was thinking, where's this going?
It is true. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, I don't have time, and I've realized the older I've got that I've always been bad at managing time in terms, but I try. So what I've realized is, if somebody says something to me like that, I don't pretend like I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, you don't go on the defense.
I don't go on the defense. I'm like, okay, you know what? I can do better.
I'll try.
I'll try and do better. Mm. And I'll put things in place to do better.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because that's on me. So I think a lot of emotional immaturity is looking at yourself and reflecting.
And realizing. Yeah.
And realizing that's on me.
What can I do better?
Exactly. Because there's possibly you can't control the world around you, but you can control how you respond to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And if people were telling you the things about you that are the same.
If more than one person tells you something about yourself.
More than one person?
Babes. Yeah, more than one
person.
What,
even two people?
Yes, I'll take two. If two separate people can't tell me something.
Two separate people. Yeah,
two separate people. Yeah. It's not.
I can't have you and Dan come and tell me
something. No. Because I've told Dan to tell you.
Yeah,
tell her.
Listen, you lot slept together last night, I know you're coming to ambush me.
Deuces. No. If two separate people, more than one person, two separate people tell you something about yourself, it's true.
Yeah.
Whether it be your breath smells,
your
clothes are too tight, whatever it is, it's the truth, babes.
It's true.
It's not jealousy,
true.
It's not enemy of progress.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not the devil.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the truth.
Your attitude's bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Michael Jackson bad.
He's got to take it there. Sing it.
But I just think, like, if somebody has told you, like you said, two people, listen.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. The two people are witness, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The two's a witness.
Yeah, that's what they need in marriage.
Two's a witness, So if somebody's come up to you and said to you, like, your attitude's bad, this, and the other, and you're still there saying, no, it's not. Listen,
babes,
babes, I'm not going to argue with you anymore.
I'm just trying to think.
Who do you think, is the most emotionally mature person, you know, an immature person? You have to say the name, but what was the scenario that showed you this person is emotionally immature?
Do you know what it is, yeah? There's two things that have come to mind, but I can't even say them because people are listeners. That's the problem.
Oh, Michelle's friends are here, yeah. Michelle loves to bear with friends,
though. To be fair, this was actually a family member.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know if I told you about the story about one piece of fish.
Yes.
And I just think, that's all I'll say, guys. I can't say no more. But it's like, when people just don't think about their actions and they just...
Do.
Yeah, they just do for the sake of doing.
Yeah.
Without no full
understanding of the impact that might happen.
What are you talking about?
Have one fish.
Yeah.
You kind of
chill out.
You can't come to my house and have fish and chicken. Yeah.
No, I don't know. But that person that you said as well, the one that we won't say no names.
Yeah.
I think
I've seen people that are emotionally immature.
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm mature all the time, but I acknowledge
I think
that.
You're emotionally mature.
Yeah.
There's a difference, and that's going back to what you said, I think there's a difference between maturity and age.
Yeah.
And being emotionally mature. Because I think I know that I can be a bit immature for my age. At times. Yeah. I think Sheila likes to remind me that I'm grown, but actually in my head, I still think I'm a lot younger than what I am.
Yeah.
But I think emotionally mature.
I think you're mature in work.
Oh, in work I am, but I think it's because of my position.
In work, you're mature. I think for me...
Because, in life, yeah.
Yeah, for me, because work... Because for me, I just know everybody's going to die.
Eh?
So I'm just thinking, thanks for the paycheck, yeah.
I'm out of here.
I'm going to go build my empire, yeah. I am mature in work, but I just don't I don't take myself too seriously.
Mm.
But I take my work seriously.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you have to for what you do.
Because what I feel is that you've got to keep an approachable stance to you.
Mm.
And I just feel like sometimes to have a person like me around, who's a little bit more laid back, is better than having a hothead or a stress head.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? And you need both in the workplace.
Well,
In a sense of like, you need a manager who's...
You need someone who can make decisions. But you don't need someone. I've got a manager who everything is an alarm.
Oh,
everything is
get out of here.
And we're like, actually, calm down.
Yeah.
We need someone to hold us. Yeah. We don't need someone to stress us.
I feel like I'm the kind of you've worked with me now for the last year and a half. I'm the kind of person that I can give direction and I'll see what you do with it. And it's when you're not doing what I need you to be doing, I'm like, this needs to be put in. I'll work with people along, but you get some managers that are just like, they won't even work along with you or with the people. And it's just like, well, and if they're challenged, they can't take that.
Yeah.
They can't take a challenge because it's now...
They want a power trip.
Oh, listen, women.
What do you mean, women?
Listen, this is a whole different conversation, I prefer working with men.
You think?
Than that working with women. I feel like women...
Oh, listen, shield. I was going to say, where are you going with this? Oh, God.
You know what? I'll come back to it. Yeah, different topic for a different day, When it's men's month, I'll come back. I'll come back and start talking about women in work.
Really?
Really? When I realised I was emotionally mature...
Yeah.
...is when things... Obviously, when you look at how you respond to certain people, or certain situations, and you're like, I'm not going to give myself to that.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, when I ended things, it was very
cordial.
It was very much like, okay, this is what it is. Like, back in the day, it would be, we need answers, we need this. I didn't need all of that. Mm-hmm. I said what I said.
And that's it.
And that was it. Yeah. Either come back and have that conversation with me,
or
we just leave it. Yeah. And it didn't bother me. It was just very much like, it's not because I didn't care for the person.
Mm.
It was just very much like, okay, that's such is life. Yeah. Or when I could...
It's about you didn't allow him to have any power over you.
No.
You understand?
And even when I've had conversations with people that have been around me, or I can have a conversation with you, and I can be like, Shel, I feel like I'm not going to respond to this because this is another.
Mm.
And you're like, wow, Shels, I would, but yeah. then I'm like, when we discuss it on the real, I'll be like, it's just not worth it. Where's it gonna go?
Yeah.
And I've had to say to Michelle sometimes, leave it.
I'm like, no, she'll respond.
Michelle wants to respond. Michelle wants to fight. Yeah, Michelle wants to do everything, and I'm just like, Shell, girl, let it go.
I'm not there yet.
I was saying to Michelle, look here. It's messing with your spirituality. It's messing with your emotions. It's messing with your... I'm like, don't let it get it, yeah? We're so focused on what we need to be doing.
Don't let
it enter. Michelle's like, but let me just send this
one
thing.
What it is? Sometimes I believe him. Sometimes it's better out than in.
But then I'm a believer. I've got to a place of thinking, you're always going to have the opportunity to have that conversation at some point. Yeah? And if that person has acted a fool during that time, you've got the upper hand. I think it's really emotionally immature when people go to block people. Especially when the person doesn't even know they're fighting you.
Yeah. You can't block someone who doesn't know that they haven't been blocked.
I was like, what? You woke up and you went and unfollowed me and then you blocked me. And I'm just thinking, what happened? And I swear that, with me, it takes me a minute to realize.
I know.
First of all, you will know, I don't check. I've said this before on the podcast, sometimes
like
I don't, I'm not on socials like that. So somebody that followed me once, I can't remember what, because somebody keeps a track of the numbers or whatever, And I didn't notice. Then by the time I went back to notice, I wasn't like, I had grown like 80 followers more. And I was just like, I missed it. I missed it. And why would you unfollow a page that's open? Because it's not like you're restricted to seeing that person's life, because you're torturing yourself. How many times when you unfollow somebody, you keep going back
to have a look?
I never ever block anybody or unfollow anyone when it's in the heat of things.
And I think one for emotional maturity, that's what I'm learning. That is about not doing things out of anger. Because I think in the past, you know what I'm like. My mouth will just run 10,000 miles. And then I'll be, okay, I've got it out. And then maybe the next day, I might regret it. I might not, but I might regret it. But I think a sign of emotional maturity, one of the other managers, she really taught me about that whole thing about not responding to emails.
You said
it's not all emails that you need to respond to. People can say something.
Even text messages.
It's literally, sometimes you don't need to respond.
It's all right. You can just be like, okay, I've heard.
Pim.
No, that is the truth, Pim. But some people think it's so big not to, I feel disrespected. I feel a type of way. Listen, go home, cook yourself some nice food. If you like steak.
Have a nap.
But this is the truth, Have a bloody nap.
Have a nap.
Look, Adam slept and God gave him a wife.
I like that one. Go and sleep. See what God will do for you.
Adam slept and God gave him a wife, And you're out here conjuring up plans, writing text messages, and then pressing send and then deleting it and then pressing send again. That's a lot of energy.
It's energy.
And the thing is, what I realized as well, what gave me power was I could put my energy elsewhere. Feel like when somebody is warring me, beefing me, whatever you want to call it, I'm just like, keep busy. Because I'm busy doing this.
That's it.
And if I'm taking up the chunk of your day, that's a madness to me.
As I say, about letting people live in your head rent-free.
Yes.
They're not paying you. What's my business?
Because I have no kids that you're paying school fees for. You're not paying for anything. And it's kind of like, why would you do that to yourself? And I remember, like, one thing that happened to me, and I was so emotionally immature at the time, I mean, I'm going back to, like, 2014, and then maybe again in 2017, where my friends all know what this is about. And it was just like, we argued on text, then blocked. Then we argued on email, then blocked. And it was just like,
you'll find a way.
And I just thought to myself, you know what? But me and this person have grown so much, that we even sit down and have conversations
now
and be like, oh, that was really silly. And we can both see the growth in each other, and it makes for a better relationship, for a better friendship. Because it's just like, how it basically called me out on my bullcrap, because I've got a lot of bullcrap.
Loads, yeah. Too much.
And it's just like, you're being dumb shit. Just like Michelle can say to me, you're actually being petty. But yeah. I'm going to let you have it. But I've mastered pettiness.
She has. You really have.
Yeah. To be...
the teacher now. You're now the teacher.
Michelle's got me there, yeah. I've mastered it to a point of like, I'm going to be petty, but I'm going to be kind with it. So, how are you today, the person that hates me? And I'm really been talking to you. Yeah. And I've been really talking to you.
Kill it with kindness. That's what they say.
Listen, yeah.
Kill
it with kindness. Because your heart hasn't got nothing heavy towards you. Yeah. I don't, trust me, yeah. If I don't like you, I'm not going to be around you.
Yeah.
And I say the same thing to everybody. If you do not like me, just don't be around me. Yeah.
It's okay. It's not my fault.
It's like everything we're going to talk with Judas is in our lives. Yeah. I'm not Jesus. Yeah. I'm not going to be there saying, to my left, there's somebody here that will betray me tonight. We see each other. Yeah. I'm more like Nene Leakes. We see each other. Yeah. So it's kind of like, why have that energy? Mm. Well, you can be around. I like being around Michelle.
Yeah.
I like being around.
Back at you.
Yeah. She loves being around me.
I do.
Hence, she wants to come to Brighton. Guys, if you're not about Brighton, you're not about Brighton.
I'm coming Brighton, man.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, why would I then put myself around somebody that I didn't like or I didn't want to be around? Mm. Yeah. And then they argue with me or I make them feel uncomfortable. Mm. Just don't be around
it's
each
not
other.
By force.
Because your mental health and your well being, your emotional well being, your mental health, just your mind being at peace, does so much more for you in areas that you're trying to achieve.
And do you know what? It's what they said recently. I've been seeing on the socials about everything that you take in. So everything, your social media, everything you read, everything you listen to.
Absolutely.
Like I've said it before. I've had to delete the news apps.
Yeah,
the
you mentioned
Sky
News,
the BBC News.
Yeah.
I had to even unfollow some people on the socials. I'm sorry, Kate Ferdinand. I had to unfollow you,
Who is she?
She is the wife of Rio Ferdinand,
Oh!
Her snapback was too much for me. And it was stressing me. We had a baby around the same time,
Baby.
Her snapback was... Yeah, but it's the truth, though. I'm laughing. Yeah. But her snapback was ping, ping, ping.
You just see my friend.
I don't want to see your friend.
My best friend's snapback is
I don't want to see your best friend. Tell her to stay away, Because I'm doing my own, I don't want to see it.
But yours is good.
I know mine's is good, but Kate's was mega, babe.
Yeah.
Kate's was mega.
Like my best mate, yeah.
I think you're telling me, you're saying I'm doing good, babe. You're mentioning your best mate.
4 months in,
Tell your best mate to relax.
Listen, babes, keep going, We'll be back in the clubs. I need my side piece. No. Away from that, I agree with you.
Anything that's not.
But Michelle's done so well.
I know I have, but it's in.
Is it because hers was 4 months and yours was 1 year?
I don't even. Thank you, Sheila. Let me not unfollow you, Sheila. Let me not unfollow you here.
If you unfollow me don't follow me again. Yeah. Anyway, my page is open.
Oh, this is funny me. About when people leave the WhatsApp groups.
At this age, I'm not adding anybody back.
I'm not adding anybody back.
At this age,
if you want to go.
Anybody back here. If you want to go, be going, Be going, because we're not adding anybody back.
You're not coming back.
Trying it up. Emotional maturity can happen in a lot of ways. Because I think you said the WhatsApp group leavers. If you leave,
don't come back.
There was an episode of Sister, when they were really young, And he was like, once you walk out that door, you don't come back no more. Guys, if you leave the WhatsApp group at this age, I'm not adding you back. We had a friend who used to like to leave.
Yeah.
She knows who she is and she listens every week. And one day, we just said, fine.
It's okay.
She was like, can you let me back into the group, please? And I just said, this is the last time
you will do this. You're in your final
morning. You will do this behavior, Once is enough, but twice, you will not be allowed in. Somebody, when people leave groups, and I'm admin, I don't add you back.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't add you back. But we had a group though. Where you wasn't allowed to leave.
You wasn't allowed to leave. If you left, you'd be added back.
But one day when the other person left, We just we had.
Yeah, that's it.
We just left it. We just like.
That's it.
And it was just me and Michelle in the group.
We're too bad, you know.
Listen, sometimes it's just like, people are just so, and you know what, yeah? Just to point us out on what is emotional maturity, taking responsibility for your part in the breakdown of the relationship.
Emotional.
I think that's really, really, really important, because if you don't take responsibility of what you have done, of why we have got to where we are, it's very hard for another person to forgive you. Because I know for a fact, I find it difficult to move forward with people on a positive note when they haven't taken responsibility for what they've done or apologized, or at least acknowledge.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, how do you want me to be kikiing with you when yesterday you was cussing me, degrading me, and you were the cause of the argument? And this is the one reason why I've fallen out with people, where they haven't taken on
what they could have done differently.
And it's just like, well, if four people in the group are telling you that you was wrong.
I feel if more than one person tells you something, it is you, babe.
It is you. It's now you. It is you. You are the one and the only one. But I'm so glad I can say in 2022, I'm emotionally mature and I'm growing. Michelle, forgive your husband.
I've forgiven him. This was a sign from God. I've forgiven you, Daniel.
Forgive your husband, and be him. I think we should all just work on it. Because as women, not even just as women, as human beings, as we grow, we need to understand that not everything is an argument. And if you have kids around you, they're watching how you
how you deal with situations, how you respond.
I mean, I love the relationship I have with my mum right now, because my mum's taught me peace. I am mouthy.
Yeah, we know.
But sometimes I've seen how my mum responds to me with certain things. It's like, okay, Sheila, it's fine.
It's okay.
And just that it's fine puts me in a different space. It's just like, oh, okay, let me think about what I'm doing. Let me think about what I'm saying, And kids watch us. It's just one correction and that's it. And the rest of it. But now, if you're now going home to now scutter your friend in front of your kids, it's not good. It's not good. It's not right. So with that, guys, practice emotional maturity. No, everything needs an argument.
Let go, let God. As they
sometimes
say.
We don't invite you to the party. Have your own party at home. Party of one is never a mistake, you know. Not that I would know.
Yeah, sure.
No, but I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Yeah, so Shel, let them know what you're thinking.
Let them know. Emotional maturity. I think just thinking about what you could do. I think it's not every day be angry, be petty.
Yeah.
Sometimes just let go. And like generally, like let go. Just choose peace. Whatever makes you happy. And just move on. Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
I was going to say, as Elsa would say. Yeah,
let it go, guys. Yeah. But guys, have a great Saturday. My voice kind of like made it through.
Yes.
Let's see what next week brings us. Because, man, these cough sweets are doing it. And it's the summertime. Man. Look at my voice. Party hard.
I was going to say, all that party.
Yeah, all the party hard. Guys, have a great weekend. Take it's care. Coffee, Morning, Laughter with your girl, Shields. And Michelle. See ya. Bye.